Semen und Gimel, Sifcha Vop, Pasif. Okay. Kahol Shinogu, the Mano Shinoshim Otzarchi Tzibur Bezman. So they have people which are appointed to take care of the needs of the Tzibur for a set designated time. V'giyazman Yetzu Elo Bikonto Cherem Tachtem, and each person only has the job for a period of time, as opposed to the Shiva Tuba year in general, what usually were appointed, that was like, you know, an ongoing appointment. It wasn't something which was time limited. But over here, Bein the Chazan, the person who's doing the Chazan, instead of giving him a lifetime contract, it was set for a period of time. Oy, the Kupa Shal Tztaka, the person who's in charge of the Gabit Tztaka. Whatever it is, whether they're paid for it or not. So if this is the standard procedure that over here it's only done for a period of time, even they do not speak out when they appointed him that they're limiting the time, it's assumed that's what they meant. So, this is a quote from the Maril. So you had here a handwritten sitter, handwritten sefer that they use for davening from. So, if the chazan would write his own, you know, so obviously, you know, he had a beautiful ksav, he made nice pictures, he made it look fancy, so his kavod is l'shem shemayim necessarily. The guy wrote it for the tzibur, like, what's he get out of it? So he wrote it more l'shem shemayim. Okay, we'll talk about that, Mr. Brewer, we'll talk about that idea. The question is that nowadays it's all published. I buy an art school, the shul buys an art school, doesn't make a difference. They were actually handwriting it. It was an issue. So the Mr. Bruce will cut and pave up. Hatzibur this month. So I'm a Jewish Chemda Shlomo. Simon Zayim, the Sakra Chazan is Mangel Moshan. In the case that they hired a Chazan for 3 years. Okay. The Masaka Hachdin of the Hochid, he clarifies that this halacha of our Sif over here, Dr. Welcome Shemina Shalachar Zazman, Yetzu Elu. That there was the argument over here, the 3 years up, we want to get somebody else, as opposed to renewing his contract. And over here it says, well, right, that's it. It's over here. The standard procedure was after 3 years, he doesn't. The person is going to be replaced with somebody else. So that's over there. This is the Chemeshomus writing. The only reason why people will take away the appointment is because there's been some concern about this person's being valid. So even though they hired him for 3 years, and then the 3 years, they might renew the terms of the contract, but they have to just give him this person first rights to continue. They can't say, well, we don't want somebody else. They can't. So you can't just terminate and replace them with somebody else unless there's some reason, because otherwise what you are going to create on this person is a cloud of suspicion when you fire him. You can't do that to him if he doesn't deserve it. Unless there's a very clear terms in the original contract that both parties have a right to back out and change or whatever it is. So if you did that, you spoke it out. It's very relevant to Rav. The person, you know, nowadays we don't really have the position of a state tzibur, which is a paid position or appointed position, normally have. You have some shuls have a chas, but Rav is very relevant. Oh, you know, we had 3 years, Rabbi, and we decided to get rid of you. So what do they have the right to do that or not? So obviously, he's saying that if
if the standard was that's normal that they would keep replacing, but that's not the standard. Most places, the standard would be, unless there's a real reason, you would renew the expectation, you would renew the contract. So, yeah, if they have a reason why they're not happy, they're right. But if there's no reason, just say, well, you know what, we're interested in something, you know, like, you know, like, you know. If truly there's no reason, just stop, these people and a whim want to change, that you can't do. Okay, this will be Shmoy. Hey Zion. Here is the Shem Shemayim, or the Shem Hitfarus. It was written the Shem Shemayim, and not because the person wants to show off. I feel him a sitter shall yachid who savno yosum yatzibi. Even if the private sitter that the person wrote is a much nicer ksav, but it was written because he wants to show off his own thing. Once it's a printed sefer, there's no difference anymore. Now there's this halacha, the fascinating halacha. So Moshe has a tshuva about tshuva. So you see from this halacha that that halacha takes into consideration the sefer that you're using for davening from. Like, tshuva is balpeh. The siddur is just a way to allow me to say the words. So as long as my words are the same, who cares what the siddur, how the siddur was written? It says, but you see that's not true. That we take the sefer which is being used for the tefillah purposes into consideration. It says, and therefore, if you have a siddur which is published on Shabbos, so well, listen, you know, the main thing is the words. Who cares about what the siddur is? That's not true. We take the words, so a sefer was written in a way which the purpose is of tefillah is to create a acceptance of our tefillahs in Shemayim, and we're using something which, if anything, arouses the anger in Shemayim. You can't use such a sitter. So Moshe says the tshuva that if you have a sitter which you believe is possibly written on Shabbos, you should not use that sitter. So that was very relevant because the good old Hebrew publishing company was open on Shabbos. So all of your old the good old black, it was a publishing company. Even the big ones they had for the shuls, the big, you know, big Moxer Kobol for the Kazan, Hebrew publishing company. Right? Hebrew publishing company was open on Shabbos, and they published on Shabbos. So Moshe really held very strongly you should not use a siddur which you believe is a possibility was published on Shabbos. And his source is the Ramah, then the Siman Nun Gimel. The tshuva was written actually to a rab in Buenos Aires. I just looked it up this week. To refresh my memory, hadn't seen the tshuva in a long time. So that the rab, in Buenos Aires, that's all they had available to them was, you know, they didn't have another option. And Moshe said, still, you have to get something else. Okay. Fine. Kosem Pino Gadam, Nochan Afli Yachal, the Spalam, and Tech a Sitter, Kolkhan Shia, Sibra, Shamas, and Sibra, Love, and Spalam, and Fnim. It's always proper to use the safer because it helps you stay more focused, it's like more clear, you know, you don't get confused. And that's for sure true by the Chazan, which he has the pressure of the whole Tiber that he should do that. Why do we call it Shia Tiber Chazan? That's from Reish Tal and Aleph. Abu Dram says the reason why we call refer to a Shnei Tzibur as a Chazan because he's supposed to see what he's doing. He should be specifically calling him a Chazan. He's supposed to focus in on what he's doing. Could be preferably he should be seeing it, but he's able to at least, you know, he should understand that he's given a responsibility to me. You're given a responsibility to make sure everything runs properly. Now, it's interesting, that Lashon, really, the Gemara refers to a Chazan as a Chazan. The Gemara mentions something called a Chazan. The Chazan, the Gemara says this Pshat, he wasn't the Sheikh Tzibur, he wasn't the Batfila. He was the Shamish. The Shamish was called the Chazan, a Knesset, because he over made sure everything was taken care of. He oversaw, for the word of seeing, he oversaw the needs of the tzibur. So that's what the name Chaz originally used in the Gemara. It wasn't referring to the Baal Tefila, referring to the Shamash.
So it'd be like Gabbai?
Or the, well, you know, the Gabbai, but you know, just he makes sure everything ran. You know, we call it the Gabbai nowadays, right? So he was called Chaz al-Knesses. So it's used, moved over to the Shliach Tzibur, because he's also supposed to be, at least in the Tefila element, make sure that he'd be careful how he reads it. Okay, Simon Nundal. It doesn't start with the word with a bracha. Fishi smucha the baruch shamar. It's considered as a continuation of baruch shamar, which that's the opening of pesukah zimra. This is the closing of pesukah zimra. So that's a general rule. If you have a bracha connected to the bracha, the first bracha starts with baruch. The second one doesn't need that. Sifalus, she's smucha. What do you mean it's smucha? There's all these psukim in between. You have all the psukim in between. Well, how we have sick? My bracha, according to Shem Kriyishma, Oish Bahalul, Shigalkin Enam Eskalus Baruch Bahai Time. So we find the same idea in other places. That the last bracha, Birchas Kriyishma, it's considered smuch on the chaverto. You have shema in the middle, halal. You have halal in the middle. So we are also, you have sukkuzim in the middle. That's called smuch on the chaverto. Okay, base. Ein lana som in acher melech mulah batish bchoyis ela acher cheho lamin sheshom usim abroch. Okay, zot mishavura base. But melech mulah batish bchoyis zu haya nuskasoi. Right, so that was the nusa that they had. Berachat Hashem, melech mulah batish bchoyis keloi dois, etc. So we have understanding kel melech kadol batish bchoyis. But either way, so many brachas end off with, like, you know, a very short phrase. So you would might think that the bracha is Brachas Hashem, Kel Melech Gadol B'Tish B'Chayis, Amen. Right? He said, no, that's not where it ends. But to learn B'Sha'achar Shasim Shasibur B'Shabach Brachas Hashem, Kel Melech Gadol B'Tish B'Chayis, Lo Yadah Shum Adam Alzeh Amen. The Katzim Lo Habisim Abracha Hashem Ergam Ken Kel Ha'idois Ad Chehoi Lamin. Okay. New point. Menutzach Chayor Lamim Yesh Garsim Mitzere Yesh Garsim Mepata Chayor Lamim. So there's two different versions of what the correct Menutzach should be with the so Chayor Lamim means the Lashon of the life of. Chayor Lamim is the one who's alive in the worlds. The Fela Dezu Komokim Yarmer Chayor Lamim Behei Kibrusha Chay B'Shneor Lamim. So Chayim means he's the life of the world. He's the source of life of all the worlds. He's the Chayim Shel Ha'olamim. He's the Chayim of the Olam. Chayim means he lives in these worlds. So he lives in both worlds, both Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, in the sense that he's the Shalit. He's in control, living in the sense of he has total control. He can do whatever he wants there. Okay. Sift Gimel. Hamasaber ben Yishtabach lo Yotzer. Person finishes Yishtabach, and before starting Yotzer, he speaks. So this is a Gemara. The Gemara says Averihi biyoda. That's considered improper. It's an Avera. And Bechoyzer Aleh Meorchei Melchama. The Yishami says when the Gemara says that Chokser Rekiva and a different Tana. My mind's blanking right now. When it says that a person is, the Zakari makes an announcement that a person who's an Eris Isha and he hasn't made the suin, he should go home. A person has planted a carom and he hasn't been mechal yet. A person has built a house and hasn't been mechal yet. They go home. Then it says that a person who's a Yari Barach Alevav, he's scared. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Does it mean he's scared? Does it mean he's afraid of his Averis?
So the Rishami says, what level of Aver are we talking about? A person who speaks between Yishtabas and Yetzer Or, that's an Aver you should be afraid of already, that you shouldn't go out to work because you might be killed for that Aver. That's the level, that's what it means, an Aver. Okay, that's your shout. The Yishvi Shomer, there was once in Brisk. So Brisk, you know, we think of Reb Chaim Brisker and Brisker Rav, you know. In Brisk, there was a very strong secular element and a very anti-religious element, etc. So they once, the secularists at religious decided they're going to put on a play to make fun of the Torah. The play was about going out to war. So they have this, big crowd on the stage, and they have the Kohen gets up and he makes an announcement. Whoever who made Erison and didn't make the suin yet should go home. The three people leave the stage, right? And a few other announcement says, okay, whoever's scared of their very should leave. Everybody stampedes off the stage. You have two old men left over there standing on their staves, the Vilna Gaon and the Shagas Aryeh. Right? Then the stage closes, the curtain closes, everybody laughs, and that's ridiculous, right? Mr. Rowe told Mr. Rowe the mice. Mr. Rowe says, you know what? They're right. They just they left out the last act. They went out to war and they won. Right. I mean, if this is the level of error that we're talking about, you're left with the Stipler and Rukam Kanievsky as your warriors, right? But they'll win. Okay. The Yeshvi Sharma Shul Tzarchei Tzibur or Lipsik Stalker Lamisha Bal these partners mean at Stalker Mutala Hafsik. Some argue that for the purpose of Stalker purposes or Mitzah purposes, you're allowed to interrupt. So if we realize that the best time to make an appeal that this person is here, Rabbi, this person came out of town, he needs help, please give him money, the best time we'll get their attention is right then. That the sheet holds in its mutter. Okay. So there is a common. This evolved into they make a mishaberek for the chayla then. Okay. Or if there's a person who has a complaint about what's going on in town, he had a difficulty. He's having a problem with another member of the community, and the person refusing to go to bed. So minig would be after the yeshiva would be over, he would go up and give a clap. And Rabbi say, this person refusing to go to bed with me, help me force him to go to bed. That was a good way to get everybody's attention, right? The person would not withstand that type of public embarrassment, and he'd make a complaint and force it to go to din and get correct. Okay. Now, if that's the situation, you have to say Kaddish. So, the Rebbe said Yishtabach, but you can't say Kaddish without saying Pesukim beforehand. They interrupt it with something else. So you say three Pesukim, and then you say Kaddish. You don't say Kaddish unless there's some element of praise beforehand. Okay. Okay, Maskilim Arvis Veloy Kaddish. That's when we start Ma'ariv by the Sechashkenaz without a Kaddish because there's no Tehillah beforehand, so you go straight to Baruch. Okay, Mishaloy Hoyaloy Tzitzes or Tfilin Vivyaloy Ben Yishtabach Lekaddish. Person that was not able to put on Tfilin earlier, they deliver it to him now. So Yochel Anichem Lebaruch Alev, you put them on between Yishtabach and Yoyt. So that's not considered because it's Tzarek Mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. But it's not the proper to do it between Yishtabach, between the Kaddish, Kedusha, the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, you should not interrupt. Furthermore, once the Chazan says Baruch Hu, you cannot interrupt. That's considered that you've started Birchas Kriyishma. Baruch Hu is the introduction to Birchas Kriyishma.
So what has been said, you cannot interrupt, except on the level of what would be permitted to interrupt for Birchas Kriya Shema. So the Shabur's lotion over here is the idea of putting on tefillin in Yishtabat in the Kaddish is not lechatkila. So it's really not lechatkila. The only question which we have is, you know, when you have the minyan davening early and you're not supposed to put on your talis and tefillin early, so what's preferred in Malach? Is it preferred to interrupt the Pesukah Zimra? Option number one. Option number two is interrupt between Yishtabat and Kaddish. Option number three is to put it on beforehand, before the Zman, without making a bracha mimim mashav later on. Which one is the least evil of all three evils? That's basically the shaila. And you get different answers, but the Mishabur seems in Makriya and other places that it's better not to interrupt in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. It's better to wait till maintain Yishtabach in Kaddish. And since we have an option of not putting it on before this man, the Mikra that we saw before, that you're not supposed to put it on before this man, Chazal did not want you, the only we're not to put it on before this man in the case of a person who answered the Derek, etc. So we're not making. Now, Rav Moshe Atshuva, I mentioned to you then, a case where it was written in 19. During the Yom Kippur War, when they did not change the clock back from daylight savings time to standard time to maintain daylight, because the oil embargo, they maintained daylight later. So that resulted in sunrise being very, very late. Very late. In Cleveland, I think the latest sunrise was 8:54 a.m. We didn't turn the clock. We took the clock back at 7:54 a.m., which is pretty late as it is. Detroit is even later. It was after 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. in the morning. Right? So what are you supposed to do? So that situation where Marcia spoke about the idea of putting it on before this man, and this is called the Malkum Aman. This is an artist because they have to go to work, etc. Otherwise, out of the three, Mishabur is Makriya, that the best thing to do is to put it on the Yishtabach and Kaddish.
So put it on before Yishtabach or after Yishtabach before?
So the answer is yes. Which means like this, that the Tzibur should, Yishtabach is the Bracha Achrona on Pesukah Zimra. So it's not proper to interrupt between Pesukah Zimra and Yishtabach. So between the two choices, it's better to say Yishtabach and then put on the Talisman Tefillin. However, the Chazan, because the Chazan, to say the Kaddish, he has to say Tehillah beforehand, he can't interrupt with putting on the Talisman Tefillin between Yishtabach and Kaddish. So the Chazan puts it on during the Pesukah Zimra before Yishtabach, and then he says straight from Yishtabach into the Kaddish. Now that's very confusing to people, because the only person who says anything out loud is the Chazan. And he's clearly saying Talisman Tefillin, Yishtabach, Kaddish. So the people assume, oh, that's the correct order. That's not the correct order. That's incorrect order for everybody other than the Chazan. So that's one of those standard things which, like, how do you get the message across? So we had by the Minyan Bayos, the day we announced that that's what we're doing the next day, we announced the whole procedure. Everybody should finish up through Yishtabach, put on Talisman Tefillin, and the Chazan will be putting it on beforehand. Okay. So you shouldn't be speaking between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Is from the Kisei Rizal. He says that you say Shiram Alus Mimamakim between Yishtabach and Yotzer during Sesh Meitshuvah. I'm not sure why that should be permitted. So the nusach of the minig of the yeshivas is not to say it, because it's not supposed to be massive between Yishtabach and Yotzer. The minig of many other people is to follow the Rizal on that point. Okay, American Muhammad, they send them home sifkot and hay. But to learn the tzibur krav miyav isha yori barach aleivav yelach miyashav lebeisoy. Whoever is scared should go home. Amar Chazal yori miyaver shabiyodik. Chazal explains means fear means du tovir. So gam kim b'chol averi he, and this is also called an averi. Zadeli Rabba, because of Shemat and Moshe, Shaklipus Mavali Lala is a tefillah. that in general there's a problem, that there's something called klipas. Klipas literally means a shell or a husk, that there are elements of tuma which block the tefillos, the God of Shammai. And Vayirei Psukah Zimra, and the word zemer, which means song, also means, zemer means to cut off branches. So the word, it's confirmed the Psukah Zimra because it breaks through, it cuts through this blockage of the tuma. That's what Psukah Zimra's role is. Machrisimah is something. It cuts that off. It cuts off their power and stops them. It prevents them from stopping the tefillos and going up the Shammai. Because Shasach, so when you speak with him, Psukah Zimra, and your tefillah, so when he speaks, when he's not supposed to, that aver allows them to come back, and they block the tefillahs, and they, as it were making a war against our. They're battling against the tefillahs of Christ, so going to Shemaim and accomplishing what they have to accomplish. So obviously, you shouldn't speak then. Okay, so some people are allowed to leave such tzedakah to a person who's going to pledge or designate amount of tzedakah. Who would then call dar mitzvah? Any dar mitzvah would be, according to this opinion, is mutter. This is only allowed between yishtabach and yotzer, because yishtabach is the end of one thought, and yotzer is a brand new element of tefillah. However, from Kaddish to the Baruch Hu, or between the different sections of Kriya Shema, between the different parts of Pesukah Zimra, also the Hafsik of Philip and Sarkei Rabim, Ludvar Mitzvah. You cannot interrupt the middle of Pesukah Zimra, even the Dvar Mitzvah. They go back to Davin, so Sheikh Tiber has to say some psukim. Sheikh Tiber, Mashal, I feel in Loyomer Rak, who the Vada psukim, Yacholomer Kaddish. And the language over here sounds like not that they everybody has to say it with them. All right? But rather, he says the psukim, that's good enough. He says some psukim. Then he says Kaddish. Vim Loyomer psukim, Ches, Loyomer Kaddish. No Pasik, no Kaddish. So you go straight to Baruch. So finish your Shtabach. Somebody else makes this announcement. I have a problem over here. This person is going to go to the bathroom with me. I have a complaint. And the dying says, okay, we're going to force the person. The person agrees, etc. We have our Gatsa Karachka over here. That's it. So the Chazan, they say, so you will start Baruch. You will say the Kaddish. In general, you cannot say Kaddish without Psukim beforehand, except Imloy Sheikh Tiber Achar Chazoras HaTfilah, the Chazan after Chazoras HaShatz, or the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei Bila Arvis of Mar. Over there, you can say Kaddish without Psukim beforehand. Shai Kaddish Koi Ela Tfilah. That Kaddish is referring to the Tfilah. So Adam's asking a question. So according to this, the idea that they finished putting the Sefer Torah back at Shabbos morning, and the Rav gets up and he speaks, and they say Kaddish. So is that correct? So actually, there are some shuls which are mocked not to do that. There's a few different options of how they do it. I know one shul that the Rav speaks before Kriyas Torah. That's one option. Another option is that the last, you know, they'll leave the last psukim of Eitz Chaim for after the Rav's drasha. Right? The third one is the assumption is, which many shuls rely on. It's somewhat questionable. How the practice started, that was the slot for the Rav, I have no idea. But they assume that the Rav and his drasha will be talking about psukim, etc. So they call him psukim, so that also counts. He's saying Kaddish on the psukim. It's a good question. The question is much better than the answer. Okay. Now, Kosem we're going to run. Shalokay, Nogu Lomer, Prisa Shema. Now, we're going to see later on, there's something, the more refers to something called Paras Ala Shema. So, the word Paras is the word Pras. Pras means a portion. Klechilas Pras, the phrase of Klechilas Pras, is referring to that the standard loaf of bread that they used to make an Eruve Chaseris was a certain size. Or a Ruby Tsuman was a certain size. And half of that is called pras. Kechilas pras, the time it takes to eat half of that loaf. So the word pras means a portion. Or a half. So the more it has the lashon on something called personal shema. Which means you say part of shema. What does it mean you say part of shema? It means there was a arrangement of tefillah that a person would get up and would say Baruch Hu. People would answer Baruch, and then he would say the first Baruch of Berachas Kriya of Berachas Kriya Shema Aleinu. So that's later on, but from that the phrase has been borrowed that just saying Baruch Hu is also referred to as priestess Allah Shema. So you have something called Baruch Hu Basra. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, right? at the end of davening they say Baruch Hu again. The Sardim say Baruch again at the end of Davin. That's referred to as personal Shema, even though they're not really saying Shema, but they're taking that part of the Tefillah and saying a Baruch. Okay, so what's its relevance? So there was like this. So some people at the end of Shacharis would say Baruch again. So when's the right time to say it? This is by Mariv. I think the case was. So you go to the Sardim and you'll see the order of their tefillah is like this. So they say the Sanshu Nesrei, then they say Kaddish Tiskabel, Kaddish with the phrase, the verse of the phrase of Tiskabel also. Then they say Kapitel Tillim. They say Kaddish. They say a Kaddish Yosef. Then they say Baruch. Then they say Aleinu. Okay. Imagine if this fellow wanted to say this Baruch, and he said it right after Shmoneh Esrei. He says, "Well, now you have a problem that it's a half between the Tefillah and the Kaddish." So the we're going to run. Chinogel Lomer Prisa Shema Acher Gemara Tefillah Shmoneh Belachash. Keshiyar Mitzvah Kaddish Al Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. Al Acher Kach Lo Shach Lomer Kaddish Im Lomer Omer Tefillah Mixes Pesukim. So the way they would say it, they would wait. I think the Bar Rama is saying they would wait to say this Kaddish till after. Assuming they would wait to say this the Baruch Hu afterwards. It should, the Kaddish should be clearly going back on Shemoneh Esrei. But if they would do it otherwise, they would have to say Pesukim to allow them to say the Kaddish. Okay, Bata. This is the Bar Rama talking. Kadoshim Mikarbo. People have come to make a new minig. Shaparshim Shema Acher Kaddish Basra. Remember Shemoneh Kaddish. So what they would do, they would say Kaddish, Baruch Hu Kaddish. First of all, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Shani's Kaddish. I don't know. The Ma Inyan Lomer Shnei Kaddishim Smuchum Zelazeh. What are you saying? The second Kaddish on. Al Kaponim Yesh Alam Them Shiyam Rup Smixes Pesukim Bein Shnei Kaddishim. So they want to do that. What they do, they should do is say some Pesukim to allow them to say the second Kaddish. Okay. Now, so we have a rule. you can't say Kaddish without the Tehillah Lefanav. Test. Oilach or Tefillah. Or, like we just said, after Shemon Esrei, we're allowed to say Kaddish also. If you learn something from Torah Shel Peh, you can say Kaddish Rabbanan. I'm going to rub the shemasik the dafke im omer achar kach al kaponim mixes varagado. Most yerchal omer kaddish rabbanan. The kaddish rabbanan requires it was niskan to be said on a gadatzer. So if a person's saying over a sugya torah shel peh, which is the gadatzer itself, so you say the kaddish rabbanan. The person's learning a halacha ginyan, so you cannot say kaddish on that. It was ki'ikir a kaddish that niskan al devar god. It was written when they would learn a god with the seber and the kaddish there would be a kaddish rabbanon. Well, okay, let's confirm this kaddish rabbanon because it says I saw a rabbanon. Okay, not because the rabbi said it. Well, okay, minute call you so loymer achar pirkei obis bacha b'mem alikin amaymer the rabbi chananya ben akasha omer b'lozer b'china tzichomar b'shalom. There, the minute was after we learned this Torah Shema Peh, we would learn the Devar Gada Yisibam Malikin, and then you would say Omer Velos Mechid Tzimichomar Mishalom Ba'olam.
Not only that,
the Fisa Yesh Zor Kishalom the Mishnah Yesh Yomer Maseif Alim with a Maimer the Bechanya Ben Akasha Mekidayma Kishiyu Kchalam Lomer Al Yedei Zeh Acharkach Akadosh Rabon. Okay, so the proper thing when you learn the Mishnah is when Tzibur is the Seder Bechanya Ben Akasha before you said the Kaddish.
Definitely.
That's when you're learning the Torah Shabbat Pet. You learn the Torah Shabbat Sav, that's Psukim. So the correct Nusaf is to say Kaddish Sholeh. Fill the rock Acher Shlosh Psukim. Three Psukim is enough for that. So Moshe, after they laid a Megillah. So the Kaddish which you say over there is not the Kaddish Rabbanon, it's the Kaddish Sholeh. Now, I hear that you would say, it sounds like you, the Mishabura, holds you really say Tiskabel. The minute ago, I'm just leave out with Tiskabel.
I think we normally call it a Kaddish Yosom because it's without Tiskadish. Without Tiskabel.
Right, the reason we call it Kaddish Yosom is just because the minute was the assignment to say.
Right. But really,
it's a Kaddish Sholem.
And he calls it a Kaddish Sholem. So right. The other Kaddish would be Kaddish Tiskabel.
Right.
We have to show them. Okay.
Now, if ain't learned Kaddish, tell him can hold your sora. No, she will be the Knesset. B'shas Amir is a Pesukim Mehalimud. You need 10 people there when you're doing the limud or the Pesukim to allow you to say this Kaddish. Because she's wearing a Simon and Abi. The Shabur is a cotton base. Now, 10 people there. I feel in Rak Shnayim or Shloish Shalom. The Urban Kaddish Shishes on Masora. Even though the people which are actually learning it, not all of them, as long as they're there when it was learned. But if they weren't there when it was learned, and they walk in and say, we have minyan to take out. Well, you have to do it when the 10th person walks in, is repeat the psukim or the limud, whatever it was, in his presence, so you can say the kaddish. Now, fila mishal elom and yochol gam kilomer a kaddish, kumar repeats a shema, kumar sin, some of this. The one who says the kaddish doesn't have to be the one who learned. Okay. That's why we start Arvis Beloy Kaddish, because there's no psukim beforehand. So even though some people do say Kaddish beforehand, that's only called that's a minig baum. It's not the ikur din of Kaddish. Shabur talked about one place, the condition which are condition that we have to hear over the day. This is definitely that cottage before Marim. It's definitely a cottage meaning, that's it. person not have talis tefillin, he can put it on between. The point is, he can put it on between yishtabach and yoitzer because it's a mitzvah. Chem yishaloi the kol zehu tzarich mitzvah. Okay, mutal hafzik laachar shagomer birchas yishtabach. Since it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to interrupt. So they brought him the talis tefillin beforehand. Mevi'eloi ben leyachar ben lechef tzibur, whether it's a yachar or the shatz. Al bishu ganayu letzibur lehamtin. Everybody else has their talis tefillin. The chaz and dozen, they have to wait for him. Kabakum helvi the efshar b'lav achi shari. Now b'zeh ain tzorach ashtetibur lachshar lerem psukim the shem uetasi. So the Rechaim said that's a short interruption. You don't have to say psukim again. You should want to finish the bro like this. Benira. The biyachid mari b'ayvin shi yachol ligmar hanachas talus at tefillin kadam shagia shatz lamin yishem rabba uboruch. So the tzibur is going ahead. He just got his talus at tefillin now. Someone just brought it. He forgot it at home. Someone brought it for him, and he gets the yishtabach. Says yishtabach. He wants to put a talus at tefillin. But meanwhile, the tzibur is going ahead. He's going to lose lamin yishem rabba and boruch. So the answer is he's enough time to finish before they get the Yishma Rabban Boruch. Or alternatively, he's already heard it in a different minyan. However, so he cannot respond in that situation. So what is he allowed to do over there in that case? He listens. So etc. Being yotze with Shemek Kohen is not lechachilu, so you're losing a main shirabu. The wife said, "Toiv yotze shi'antim l'nich tefillin ad shi'asayim b'shatz boruchu, was yenichem." You put it on after boruchu. Okay. So now, in that situation, do you make brachas or not? Because we said that once they boruchu, we're already in the middle of brachas kriyashma. So you let us say brachas or not? Then you brachas ayin b'sivkot hasamav. We'll talk about the next sip cup.
It's very cool to that.
Okay. So what do we do? So to the Kaddish Baruch, you should not interrupt. The Kaddish Baruch, it's a learner. Yishah shehitzel Kaddish. The Kaddish Baruch Hu gam ken shayet. So Kaddish is said on the pesukim beforehand, but it's the introduction going into Baruch.
Cities in the world make special bets. Everywhere else in the world makes all the same.
But Ayn Berach Reinin the Shakosu the Ben Kaddish. The Baruch Hu Dinu L'Chomili Kibena Prokim. It has the lachic status of Bena Prokim of Birchus Kriyashma, which there are certain cases, scenarios where you're allowed to interrupt, but it's extremely minimal. We take him Acher Baruch Hu. And furthermore, once you say Baruch Hu, after Hiskol Dayim Birchus Yoitzer, Havi Kemsa Berik. It's not Bena Prokim, it's Emsa Berik. Mishom Elach Hu Chatzcholos Yoitzer. So saying Baruch Hu was like starting the Baruch Hu. It's not the answer Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Hamorok, Lelomboed. Right, but rather it's that and the Birchus Yetzor. So that's considered Bamsa Parak, right? Okay, Ben Yochel, Ben Shatim, well, he's Damu Talis, actually, he's Hiskel Kaddish. Yochel is Abdaboy take it, you can put it on then. Avlo Yevorich at Acharat Tvilot. You bring the Brocher after Shmonesre. Well, Yimashabab Yevorich, you'll move the tzitzis, you rub the tzitzis, and you'll make a Broch on the Talis. Tvilot. In his Damu Lekadam Baruch, Hu Yochel Lebarach Aleihem. Kima Shehi Skima Rechadim Simin Sam Gvav. Yochel Lebarach Al Tzil Ben Aprokim. So we said, from Kaddish to Baruch Hu is called Ben Aprokim. So between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, you can make a bracha on that, because it's called Ben Aprokim. Tzil, you make a bracha Ben Aprokim in Rishus Kriyashim. Alu Lunizam Alei Ad Shehizkul Baruch Hu, Shuv Lo Yivarach Aleihem. El Yenichem Loi Bracha. So you don't make a bracha right now when you put it on, because that's Emsa Perik. But Ben Aprokim, you make a bracha on it. So when you finish the first bracha, bracha to Hashem, you'd say Amar Rais. Before Amar Rabba, you make a bracha then. So you put it on right after the Baruch Hu. You don't make a bracha until after you'd say Amar Rais. Okay, so the Acher Sheyomer Omer, you can't throw up after you said the Shechtir Baruch Hu. Bishlosh and Muchat Afilo Yochel Lo Yafsik. Not only the can't the shots interrupt, but the, anybody can't interrupt. I'm a Sefkat Lekaidim, because that's called already part of your Birchus Kriyishma. Now, but near the close of Dafka by Shemayr Bifnim, the Hainu Shekvar Gomer Birchus Yishtabak, why am I the house of Birchus Yitzchak? You're answering Baruch Hu when you're ready to continue with Tefillah after Baruch Hu. You're behind. You're still diving Pesukah Zimra. The coach getting involved. He just walked in. He came late. Rightfully spiral to Seder. You don't want to. You're going to say Pesukah Zimra still. And then we talk Birchus Yitzchak. Then you'll say your Yitzchak after that. Rishama Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ain't that a bit that came to bear? Your answer Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not Epsa Perik for you. Kliyam Yachal Niach tells the Tefillin Baruch Aleim. It goes the Gan of Chaim sounds, and he sends you that. So in the case where Baruch was Mamash your introduction into Birchus Kriyishma, that's called Epsa Perik. But in the case where it's not, you're still all the things to say till you get there. So that's a different story. What time is it? What?